The Lord is with us, precious family, and tonight he has a beautiful teaching on forgiveness and the effects that anger and unforgiveness can have. And as usual, I'm the guinea pig. It is September the 19th, 2015, and it all began tonight when the Lord and I were dancing, and he took me out onto a veranda where there was moonlight and a beautiful body of water with the moonlight glistening off of it and a beautiful yellow rose right in front of us as we sat on an ornate bench in this very special garden. And the Lord said, "We are in the garden of your heart." I said, "We are?" And he said, "Yes, we are." Well, I thought, I'll double check and make sure this is the Lord, because last night I had a very hard time getting the message. That's going to come up later on in this one. So I went to the Bible Promises and I got humility and long life. And I thought, uh-oh, I was looking for Holy Spirit. So I couldn't continue with the message because I was afraid it wasn't the Lord, because I had a false start last night too. And then I asked him, I said, "Lord, are you going to withhold a word from me because of my pride?" And he answered, "No, my love, I'm just reminding you in humility, you have a long way to go." "I know, Lord, I'm sorry." "Well, I'm with you and we will go it together." At that point, I went to the Bible Promises again and I got Holy Spirit. And Ezekiel also got a confirming reading, because we always work together. He prays for me while I'm receiving the message, and that really clears the way. The Lord began to speak to me about a situation. He said, "Some people are not aware of what they're doing. For them, you need extra grace, not to lose patience." "Yes, I know, Lord. I don't like it when I lose patience and become angry. I know that's pride raising its ugly head." "Mind you, I'm not saying they don't need correction, but I would prefer that you did it without being emotionally embroiled. That is never healthy." "Lord, how do I keep from getting angry?" "Compassion, understanding, forgiveness, all those lovely fruits of humility." "Yes, now I can see why I have very little humility." "I didn't say you had very little. I said you have a long way to go." I'm smiling. Well, I guess in its own way, that's somewhat of an affirmation, kind of like a backhanded compliment. But even that is healthy for me. "Well, my darling bride, I do not want you losing your equilibrium. If you can be thrown easily into a fit of anger, you can be distracted at a key moment when I need you to be present to others. Isn't that exactly what happened?" "Yes, Lord, it is." "You can see it in Ezekiel when he loses his equilibrium, but you have trouble seeing it in yourself. However, it has the same effect on you as on him. It robs you of your concentration on other things, depletes your mental, emotional, and physical energy, sends you off chasing your tail in a situation that most probably will not get resolved the way you'd like it to. This is milder than a sucker punch. This is more like tripping. You're walking along in peace and confidence, and all of a sudden you trip over something you didn't see, and you fall into anger. Why don't you explain what happened?" "Do I have to?" "No, it's just a suggestion." "Right, as if I will ever deny you anything, Lord." "You deny me your dark chocolate infinity bars." "Oh, Lord, you know that's just a medicine to help me focus. I have a feeling I'm going to need one before this message is over." "You know that it's just medicine to help me focus." And he replied, "It is." He looked at me tongue-in-cheek, trying to hold back a smile. Since I didn't want to tell the whole story about who it was that I got upset with, I started to make something up as an analogy. But first I said, the facts are changed to protect the innocent. And then I began this story. There was an older gentleman who posted a comment on one of our videos. The Lord stopped me right there. He broke in and he said, you're lying. I answered, so I can't use an analogy even though I confess that I changed the facts? Nope. Okay, I'll tell all. I became impatient with one of our audience who posted something that I felt was misrepresenting the Lord and us, and it made me angry. So I was rather cold in my answer. Actually, this is the second time I've been a little curt with this person. Jesus said, come on, finish the story. I thought to myself, oh, this couldn't be the Lord. I must be deceived. So I went to the Bible Promises, and what do you think I opened to? Holy Spirit. So there's no wiggling out of this one, and it's just not fun. Jesus replied, no, it's not fun, but it is necessary. You do owe her an apology. Yes, Lord, I know. Well, out with it then. I don't understand why I feel like I swallowed a brick and I'm crying. You were hurt and didn't handle it well. Just because someone misrepresents me does not give you the license to be harsh, you know. I still need you to be gentle and forgive. In any case, after I left my cold answer, and this wasn't the first time I was a little irritated with this young lady, I started stewing and said to myself, this isn't good. I need out of this. I told Ezekiel, and he started stewing, and the brew was getting thicker and thicker. We both tried to do violence to ourselves, but something had gotten a hold on us. The Lord broke in and said, something like the influence of dark matter. Was that what it was? Similar. You were dealing with a demon of unforgiveness. Well, when I came into prayer to get the message yesterday after that incident, I had a very hard time. In fact, I got something like 6 paragraphs into the message and thought, this isn't the Lord. So I called for backup with Ezekiel, and he told me, that's not the Lord, and I had to throw it out. But why did the Lord allow me to get 6 paragraphs into it before I realized it was either coming from my own head or a familiar spirit? The Lord answered me, and he said, it was that same demon of unforgiveness telling you a plausible story. Wow, that's very interesting. So that's what happens. When you've got a sin, a demon gets in there and tells you something plausible, but it's not the truth. Why does the Lord ever allow me to be deceived? Pride. It's always pride. And the readings I got were all about humility, so that would confirm it. I knew the Lord was dealing with my harsh attitude, but Ezekiel brought it up. Forgiveness, you need to forgive her. So we made an act of the will to forgive, even though I was still angry inside. It didn't feel like forgiveness, but it was an act of the will. And soon after that, the Lord began to give me the message, which he confirmed several times over. So returning to the situation, the Lord began again. So what do you want to say? I'm sorry, Eden Secret, for losing my temper with you. I should have handled it much differently. Please forgive me. The Lord continued, that's good. Now tell the rest. Well, in the middle of this, when I was very embroiled in the comment, the phone rang. I thought to myself, I'm not going to answer that. So I let it ring and ring and ring. I was just too upset about the comment, and I didn't want to talk to anyone, period. But the phone began to ring again, and I realized it was Carol, who never calls me, let alone twice in a row. So I knew it must be important, and I answered it. And it was Carol telling me about the loss of her brother-in-law and his wife in a fatal motorcycle accident that had just happened. And the Lord began again, So you see, my children, the devils are clever. They will create a diversion at a key time to distract you away from what is really important. They will cause anger, division, and pride to well up while another situation is coming to a head that needs immediate attention. I can't tell you how many thousands of times this works. Close to every time. Have you ever seen how two thieves enter a store? One makes a scene at the cash register, all eyes turn on him, and the other sneaks out the door with expensive liquor. It happens all the time. With this new onslaught of evil, you are going to have to be much more aware of being toyed with. I'm telling you now because every one of you will be tested in this. Anger is a poison that ruins all it touches. Do not give way to anger. Retire into a quiet space with me and let us reason it out together. Then you can move forward. My children, this is how the enemy steals virtue from you. Forewarned is forearmed. I did not give her a message until she repented. What's the use? I cannot use a prideful vessel that hasn't repented. Unforgiveness is from the sin of pride. As if you deserve forgiveness for your sins, but the others don't. I'm not trying to embarrass my precious bride. She has already agreed that there will be no secrets in my teachings through her. But understand, your actions are just as transparent to me and the devils as this incident has been retold to you. And how can I rapture a bride who has bitterness and unforgiveness? I know it's still a climb, but I've given you all this time to make it up, and you are not alone. I will carry you if you let me. I will help you, make you stronger, more aware, and more willing to lay down rancor and take up charity. Please, as these days unfold before you, be aware that every step of yours is marked and calculated by the evil ones. He has no intention of letting you get away from him. You are targeted for destruction. You are not to react to this in fear, but in caution and total awareness of your own feelings, that you not be led into a trap or taken off course. You see, I want you to be ready to bring souls into my kingdom, and the devils do know that you are a threat and who you might affect if your paths cross, so they will do all they can to distract you with your flesh. These are key times, my bride. You are holding the torch of truth, and it's burning the kingdom of darkness away. So not only do you shed light wherever you go, you are a target wherever you go. The demons are like clever little troublemakers, constantly sizing you up. They're always in cahoots, looking for ways to cause a fall and thwart my intentions to use you. So this teaching is for you. Put yourself in her place and walk with integrity and caution. Each day is a new opportunity to glorify me or an opportunity to dishonor me. I bless you now that you should never bring reproach upon me, that you should forever be sensitive to the work I give you and its timeliness from moment to moment. Don't let the evil ones steal your graces. Practice humility, patience, and forbearance every day, and when those tests come, you won't fall. Remember, I am walking with you. On your right side, holding your arm, keeping you steady. And when the journey becomes too much, well, then I pick you up and carry you the rest of the way.